recently passed and has been circulated to the, committee, to the task force, and has been available to the public. And I put it on the agenda because I thought it might be helpful to discuss a bit what the, what led up to the, resolution, and what, and also so we can discuss what implications flow from the resolution. It seems what happened was the, you know, we worked as a task force on the content of a report to the county parks committee and board, where we, both would provided a written interim report, but we also made a request for transfer of funds to the account that this task force is associated with in order to go ahead with phase three of our study. Between our, before the Parks Committee met, I was able to learn from the Department of Facilities Management the how much would be necessary for phase three, and we came up with the request of $120,000. You may remember from our last meeting that the fund that we were seeking to transfer from had $320,000. And the matter was put before the Parks Committee. I appeared, several of us were at the meeting. We gave our interim report, there was a discussion of it, but there was no decision by the Parks Committee to take any action on our request for a transfer. And there was a recommendation from the Parks Committee to put our report and request on file. Just before the county board met on February 7th, a couple days before then, a resolution was submitted by, actually drafted by the county board chair, and presented at the county board meeting a week ago Thursday as under a suspension of the rules, because it would be a, there was no resolution coming from Parks, and that was on the agenda. So the board had to, by a two-thirds vote, suspend the rules. And then after suspending the rules, they considered the draft of the resolution, and they adopted it unanimously. So both. So we now have unanimous support from the full county board for going forward in the way that the resolution reflects. Elements of the resolution include some sort of new or somewhat different aspects of what we're doing. First, it's a recognition that we should be going forward to phase three of our study after the board has been presented with our phase one and phase two reports and have learned that we've narrowed our focus to just the two items, possibilities that are ahead of us. So it serves, it seems to me, as an endorsement from the county board with respect to the general direction with which we're going. Because they had the full reports before them to base the county board's decision on. So that's, I think, encouraging for us, because I think there was an interest in getting a reading from the county board, and the reading that we get is that we're going in the right direction, that limiting the choices to the two that we're considering is a good way forward. But also, the matter of the two studies that have been part of our agenda, we've been making inquiries about for over a year now, the study of the concrete study, and the study of the alternatives for rehabilitating the glazing, the glass structures of the domes, are reflected in the resolution. And the county board has now taken an affirmative view of the importance of those studies being completed as Ann put in the resolution, that it's to be for use by this task force in making its final recommendations. So we have that recognition of the importance of the completion of those two studies now in the governing document that we're working from. Another major aspect of the change in the resolution is to specify a new report by date for this task force to complete its work and make a final recommendation to the county board, and that's the September cycle of this year. So we now are under a direction that we move this process in a way that will accomplish, where we'll be able to make a sound, feasible way forward in time for the September cycle. That means that County Parks Committee will meet, second or third week in September or so, So we will have to have our decision made and our report outlined enough in advance of that meeting so that the Parks Committee would review it, and then a week or so later the full board. So that has us under somewhat of a scheduling and time frame position that makes it important for us to be more careful about moving this project forward. Anybody have any other comments or ideas or thoughts about the resolution?
So, Mr. Chair, the one comment in regards to the September cycle is that they want it so that they can take it into consideration for the annual budget, which is, in my mind, good, because then if there is a recommendation, there is dollars associated with it, they can then take it into consideration for next year.
Yeah, they're thinking, and they make that explicit in the resolution as being why they want us to report by September, is because they would like to see provisions in the budget for 2020 that would be part of the moving forward with whatever they decide in terms of acceptance of our recommendations. So any other comments about the resolution? I want to thank those who put some effort into urging consideration of it and support. Okay, if there's nothing more on that item, the next item is